Okay, okay. Essay feedback for Hannah Obanosta. I've added numbers here, so maybe you can just follow along. Number one, in this essay, I will show that when one takes the statement to be serious and analyzes knowledge in every level, the statement seems to be true on most levels for the area of natural science. And however, there are exceptions. Yes. Can you, in the introduction, when you write your draft, maybe mention this briefly, okay? So take it a step further and then give me a little bit more background information, okay? Number two, you've got a claim here. In the natural sciences, the researchers produce new knowledge based on previous theories and assumptions, often using all the scientific principles and concepts which are not their own. That is generally fine. And then you give an example from chemistry, and that's also fine. Okay, so here it is linked. You mention on here in number three, with the TOK theory, you also include that this previous knowledge comes from language and communication, okay? Which is also fine. So basically, I just wanted to use this as an, this can be an example. It seems to be tied together, okay? So I have no real issues here, okay? So number four, also here, the knowledge in the sciences is not always original based on others' knowledge. For example, when scientists simultaneously discover a new concept. That is also interesting. I never thought of this idea honestly before, but I think that's fine. And then you say the reason for this is because all of them use sense perception, and basically their only source of knowledge are not other people, but actually their own senses, okay? So maybe what you can do is when you write then the actual draft for the essay, is to kind of formulate these ideas out a little bit more so it's more easy for the reader to actually follow this, okay? I mean, I get what you mean, okay? But maybe you can simply sit down and take the reader a little bit more by the hand and actually spell it out for them, okay? So it's more like explaining it to a child that you have to take on the hand and step it through the process, okay? So next page, number five. In the arts, knowledge created is based on principles and techniques which have been previously developed, paint creation, painting styles, and so on. And then you jump over to Aristoteles. Yeah, I get what you mean. But I would actually make it a little bit broader as well. I mean, it's not only, you see, if you make a painting and then you don't just say, okay, I'm going to paint now what Aristoteles told me, but actually you're also shaped by maybe a certain artistic community or a certain artistic culture or a certain school of art, okay? So my advice would be this is maybe to broaden it up a little bit, okay? And not only focus, focus on Aristoteles' ideas. I would leave him in there, okay? But I consider this as slightly, limited. And number six, okay, so basically, what you say that art can also be impulsive or emotional, okay, and if you hum a random melody that which you've never heard before, I get what you mean. The question is the following, is actually this then the creation of knowledge? If I make a new melody, if I compose a new melody, is this creation of knowledge? You say, or you imply that it is, but my suggestion is that you kind of also say this explicitly somewhere, either in the introduction or somewhere else, that that you define creation of knowledge, also the creation of a new melody or of a new painting and so on, okay? However, I claim now, as I'm giving you a counter-argument to your counter-argument, I claim now that when I hum a melody, I'm also used to Western music. Okay, so my melody that I'm composing probably will sound westernized because this is simply the musical culture that I've grown up with. Okay, so my advice is what you can do is when you write paragraphs and you kind of run out of ideas, is not only simply to blow up the sentences and make it long, but maybe you can give counter arguments to your own counter arguments. So it's okay to play ping pong a little bit and go back and forth. Okay, but otherwise I think it's in the right direction. I wish you all the best.